the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back to The Last Word. Danny McConnell of The Business Post sitting in for Matt this evening. Just before we get to Andy O'Donoghue, we just have a couple of text messages in on our last item with Minister Sean Canny. One listener says, driver behaviour and ability has significantly decreased since COVID and no one has any patience anymore. It was only a question of time before deaths on the road increased. And a separate one says, I attended as a paramedic at an incident in Darndale in 2018 where a man suffered catastrophic injuries. Same rhetoric from government then and absolutely nothing done about the scrambler scourge. Disgraceful from government. But we will no doubt hear more about that in the coming days. Now, you are welcome back to The Last Word. It's time for Tech Thursday and we're joined as always by Andy O'Donoghue. Andy, good afternoon to you.
And to you, Danny.
We're going to talk about EVs and the EVs of 2026. Now, this is a market that I'm particularly interested in because I'm in the market for buying a new car. And I'm wondering, I'm battling this notion of do I go electric or do I stick with the old traditional, you know, petrol or diesel model? Now, the list that we've got, you've got some really interesting choices here and there's quite a number coming out from China. You might start with the Geely EX2.
The EX2, and this is going to be launched in the UK in the summer, Danny. And I think that means inevitably we're going to get it in Ireland. It is priced around $9,500 in China. But by the time it gets here, it'll come via UK or European distribution. It'll probably sit just under 25,000 euros after everything, all the taxes to import it are paid. And it is really impressive. And I think it was China's best-selling vehicle last year. Mm. And the idea of this is that it is essentially, it's a compact hatch and it is really kind of the first sort of affordable true EV. For the money, fantastic. There's going to be two different range options, 193 or 250 miles, so 250 kilometers, 400, depending on battery and motor, rear wheel drive. But you do get that kind of, you know, the higher scale EV features like the big infotainment touchscreen, the digital driver display, and it's also incredibly roomy. So for the money, I think it will be people's first electric vehicle that they buy.
And is this is to rival who? Will this rival the BYD? Is this rival Tesla? Will this rival the Dacia? Or which scale of the market or which end of the market is this going to pitch itself at?
Well, this is going to be the entry-level market, and the market is really funny. So this year, we will see more and more Chinese makers coming to Europe because they've done so well in China, really well-received, really reliable, and well-equipped. The market that we have at the moment, you know, a nice EV, they're still expensive, and that's what puts people off. And then, of course, the range has always been an issue. Mm. People are somewhat concerned about that change, so they're sticking with hybrid, maybe plug-in hybrid. So this is actually, this is kind of creating, I think the Geely EX2 will create a new market. I think we will see loads of these on the road, probably pitching itself straight against the new Kia EV2.
Okay.
And this is also another interesting car that's going to start at about 30,000 euros when it comes. It is the smallest and the most affordable EV from Kia. And it's kind of, a compact SUV, barely over 4 meters long. But again, really impressive. Two different battery sizes. So you're going to have that kind of 250 kilometers up to about 320. And the triple screen cockpit, the digital cluster, the big infotainment displays, and four or five seats. Danny, for the money, we've just talked, 25,000 euros, 30,000 euros. This Kia EV2, again, allowing people to get into EVs at not a huge investment. Mm.
Talk to me about the Hyundai Ioniq 6N, because this is probably one of the more popular ones, or one we're probably seeing an awful lot on the road at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And this is, I mean, one of the top tier cars really that we have at the moment. This, the 6N isn't fully priced, I understand, yet. You know, but the usual difference because of VRT, it'll mirror the UK. So it will be expensive, probably 80,000 euros, I imagine. Mm. But this is a very, you know, I mean, people have seen the Ioniq. It's a very sleek saloon and dual motor, all wheel drive. It's got a big battery, that 84 kilowatt battery, and it's quick, I think zero to 60 miles an hour in just over three seconds. So it's a really nice, and they've updated things like this e-shift, you know, the paddles on the steering wheel, that kind of stuff.
So more, you pretend you're a Formula One driver.
Well, but also really easy to drive in that sense. However, I do think it's kind of an enthusiast driver. And, you know, it's got that performance that you kind of, people might remember, you know, the petrol heads, the petrol performance. But if you're ready to go electric without sacrificing kind of fun, it's a good buy.
And we're seeing more traditional makers like the BMWs, the Range Rovers, kind of try and get into the EV market as well. Though they've been slow enough to come in.
Well, it's really weird, I think, this year, because we've got these Chinese companies coming in with entry level cars, and then we've got what they call halo cars, the Range Rover, the Aston Martin Valhalla, which would be, you know, a million euro car. We're also seeing the first first full electric Ferrari, the Electrica.
I did want to ask you about that. All right, yeah.
I have no doubt. I mean, it will be beautiful. It's a four-door grand tourer idea. A Ferrari that is electric, is that really a Ferrari? They say it is. But again, this huge battery, 122 kilowatt battery, a decent range, kind of 400 odd kilometers and 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Interestingly, from a tech perspective, Jonny Ive's Love From Studio were involved in both the interior and broader design of that car.
And what's your sense, Andy, about, because we've heard a lot of people about, you know, and we've heard some dealers, like I think Nadia Anan, who's quite popular on social media, come out and say she won't stock EVs because of the resale value or the warranty issue and all that. Is that issue settling down, or is it still a big concern that they might be great for the first 5 or 6 years, but if you're taking a second-hand one, you're kind of dicing with death a little bit?
Well, that's an interesting question. I do think that's changing. First of all, battery technology is getting so much better. And so what you might see over the next 12, 24 months is people saying, okay, these new batteries might only lose 10% of their capacity over a decade. That makes the resale value and opportunity far better. One of the really interesting things about how we might see the market go, though, Danny, is the American maker Slate, they have an auto truck, you know, kind of that traditional American idea of the truck. And they are US focused, but these are really fascinating, complete radical rethink of a pickup. It's electric, but it's small and modular. And basically, you buy kind of a rear drive platform, and you decide what body kit to add. And it's as simple as saying, well, I want the fancy one, or I don't want the fancy one. It doesn't come with an feature, and your smartphone becomes the interface. So this is also really low priced. It's kind of, in America, it's aimed at tradespeople, small business owners. But I think if you start to see things like that happen, that might change the market significantly, because people aren't reliant on the big badge makers.
Okay, a couple of questions from our listeners, Andy, before we go. Can you ask Andy how close we are to widespread solid state batteries in EVs? That's Declan from Mayo. In an EV, due to change in the next 18 months?
Yeah, good question. And that 18 months might be optimistic. I think what we'll see, battery improvement, longevity first. The battery development is very fast and led by China. So what we might see is, if it's implemented on their models over the next 18 months, 24 months, then we'll start to see it more commonly in Europe.
And literally, if you can ask this question in a yes or no answer, do EV batteries lose cells from frost, reducing the driving range for good?
Yes, they can.
They can. They can. Andy, you're doing superb as always. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.